Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose.
Welcome to week 237 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show, and this is the show where we cross time zones and oceans and dimensions to join everyone in a great big circle of love and light all around the world. And we do have people in the chat room from all over the world and people listening in on the radio. This is Jan Christie. I'm speaking to you from the United Kingdom, somewhere near Liverpool, and we've got a brilliant guest today, Ashley Levy. It's lovely to welcome her back. She's a crystal healer. And so if anybody would like to call in for their personal crystal readings, the number to call in is 646-929-0461. Or if you're calling from outside America, it's 001-646-929-0461. And right now, we'd like to welcome Gary back. He's over there in Oregon, over there in United States. So, are you there, Gary? Gary Moore.
I am here. Hello, Jan Christie. Hello, everyone.
Hiya.
I am back and wonderful to be back. I'm feeling much better. I had a terrible case of the flu, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers and your well wishes and help and so forth in my in bringing about my healing. You know who you all are and what what role you played, and I'm grateful to each and every one of you. I'm doing much better, and excited to be back, and excited to have Ashley back on our show. This is exciting.
Well, we've really missed you on the show, Gary.
You did? Like a train wreck?
No, we really missed you, and it's great to have somebody as well over there in America, because I know the switchboard's over there in New York, but you're over there in
Are you in Oregon?
Yes, I'm in Oregon on the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, you're still in Oregon?
Yes.
Right. Okay. And it's great to have you there because you never know. My internet is running very slow tonight, and I never know if I'm going to fall off the airwaves with a big thump. But never mind. I was doing a live stream last week, and that's exactly what happened. I was lost in a meditation somewhere, doing my bit, and on camera. And then after I don't know how long, I noticed that I'd been cut off. So I don't know how long I was talking to myself there, but never mind. So I'm hoping that's not going to happen today. But I noticed from this end, the music sounds to be running very slowly. And it sounds terrible from here. You're sort of grinding along a bit. But anyway, I'm hoping that when we play Ben Harper's song, With My Hands I'm Going to Change the World, it's going to sound great because it was a special request from Ashley. So we're going to play this one before we bring Ashley on. So I'll give that one a spin now then. So as I said, it's great to have you back, Gary.
Thank you. Good to be back.
You're welcome. Here we are, Ben Harper.
I can change the world with my own two hands, make a better place with my own two hands, make a kinder place. Oh, with my own two hands, with my own two hands. With my own two hands, I can make a peace on earth with my own two hands, and I can clean up the earth, Lord, with my own two hands, and I can reach out to you, oh, with my own two hands, with my own two hands. A brighter place. I'm gonna make it a safer place. I'm gonna help the human race.
Great song there. I love that beat.
Love the reggae sound.
Yeah, me too. Well, Ashley has been interviewed on loads and loads of radio shows about crystal healing, and she's the author of a new book, Aura Light 23, Transformational Amethyst from the Cave of Wonders. And she'll be speaking about how crystal healing is a form of vibrational medicine in which subtle energy given off by a crystal is used to treat the body, mind, spirit, and the emotions. And so anybody who wants to call in for their personal reading, Ashley will be here to take your calls. In fact, she's here right now, so we're going to bring her on. Are you there, Ashley?
I am. Hi, Soma. Thank you so much for having me.
Hiya, and you too. And you're from Minnesota, did you say?
I'm actually from Madison, Wisconsin, just a little bit north of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm not Minnesota, very well on American geography.
Madison, Wisconsin, home of KDKA, home of radio. It was actually one of the very first cities in the world that had radio back in the days. So
you are
going back to my old
broadcasting
training there.
Yeah, it's full of useless information as I am.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, the station, one of the very first stations in America was called KDKA, which was located in Madison. I don't know if it's still there or not. I heard it was.
Oh, it's possible. I'm not sure. I listen to a lot of NPR and classical music on the radio.
Oh, okay. I happen to know that because I worked for KDKB, and that's another useless piece of radio information. It was one of my first radio gigs in Phoenix, Arizona. It was KDKB, and for some reason it was called that as a response to KDKA. No relation. It was totally coincidental, apparently. But anyway, enough of that. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I am doing wonderful. I've been enjoying springtime. My bulbs are poking up out of the ground. It's a wonderful time of year and definitely a great time to connect with, you know, crystals and earth energy.
Tish.
Absolutely, yes. And,
any time is a great time to connect with crystals because they balance our chakras and they're just completely healing, aren't they?
They absolutely are.
So tell us about how crystal healing is a form of vibrational medicine, which subtle energy given off by a certain crystal can be used to treat body, mind, spirit, and so forth. How was that done?
That is such a good question, Gary. And a lot of people ask this. So it's thought that crystal healing works in several different ways. And the most common belief about how crystals work for our personal healing is that because they have a perfect stable structure or this sort of crystalline blueprint, that they are perfectly balanced energetically, that they're amazing centers of spiritual energy, of healing energy, and that we can actually bring those into our own energy field and that our energy field will go through the process of entrainment and start to mimic that perfect stable structure of the crystal so that we can bring about healing changes in our own energy field through the help of the crystals.
Wow.
So for instance, say you had sort of, an imbalance in your sacral chakra, you might find a crystal that corresponds to that particular chakra. Usually the chakra stones are chosen by color, but not always. So for example, if you had an imbalance in the sacral chakra, you might want to try an orange stone such as a carnelian, bring that into your energy field, and it could actually help repair that imbalance.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And that's done
and that's
energetically.
Just one of the ways.
Okay. What are some of the other ways?
Bringing the crystal into your energy field, like carrying it in your pocket or wearing it as jewelry, you might also try something like a laying on of stones treatment where the crystals are placed on and around the physical body to promote healing, change, and energy shifts. Now, you can also do things like create crystal elixirs or tinctures, which I believe we talked about on the last show, which was, I think I looked back, I think that was all the way back in 2009 now, if you can believe
mm-hmm.
that already.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, you guys have been on the air for a long time, I believe. But, there are just many, many different ways that people are starting to use crystals, and more you see all these amazing, beautiful, creative light workers coming up with new things all the time that we can do with our stones, like creating crystal grids or creating beautiful healing jewelry or even little charms that you can attach to your pet's collar to help bring healing energy of crystals to your pets and animals as well. So people are just getting more creative and wanting to share the love and healing energy of stones.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I've had some experience with crystals. This is kind of limited. With my Native American teachings, they didn't get much into crystals. The crystals that were used with the Native Americans are kind of different. I think they were kind of plain rocks if you looked at them. though they carried a certain type of vibrational quality, which all the crystals do possess. And in my limited experience around the crystals, I do notice a difference. I do notice some sort of a feeling. They have a feel about them. So I guess the idea is to tap into that and to use that feeling or that frequency, vibration, to bring about healing and so forth.
That's exactly what it's all about, is just tapping into that energetic frequency. And like I said, you can do that just by simply bringing the crystal into your energy field. And in that way, it's kind of a passive connection that's made. Or you can have a really active connection with your crystals, where maybe you do guided meditations or guided visualizations with your stones. And in that way, you're really consciously co-creating that energy with your stones and helping to direct that energy for healing through your own intention. So it's about this back and forth relationship between crystal energy and human energy, or crystal energy and the energy of your pets or animals or plants or however you're using these stones, that really makes a big difference for our healing. And so, you know, I heard you mention about Native Americans and possibly choosing, you know, stones that we wouldn't think of as looking necessarily very glamorous. So a lot of times it was very common that people would choose a personal power stone. And this could be a rock that was very special to you for some reason, but it could be something that you've just found rather than something that you purchased from, say, like a high-end crystal shop. And it might be the shape of the stone that attracted you, or the temperature or the texture or the color. There are just so many different ways that we connect with the world around us. And so all of our senses sort of play a part in helping us find those connections to crystals that are meant for us and that can really help us with our own personal healing. Now, that being said, I might choose a stone that would work very well for me. And Gary, if I pass it along to you, it might not necessarily work in the same way for you. And that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the way that you're working with that stone or the way that I'm working with that stone. It's just that we all have very different energetic frequencies. And so when we work with different crystals in different ways, we'll have different results. And that's actually what makes the whole experience really fun to explore.
Yes, yeah.
And you have different crystals for each different type of illness or dis-ease, don't you?
You can. You'll find that there are many crystals that they'll kind of overlap what they're good for. Like, for example, rose quartz not only works to help balance the emotions, but it's also wonderful for women's reproductive health, for enhancing and starting new friendships, for reconnecting with loved ones. And, you know, depending on what you have going on in your life or what your current life situation is, you might find that crystal works for you in a specific way right now, but later on down the road, you might even use the same stone for a different purpose. And that's all about, you know, your personal interaction and connection with that stone and how you feel either intuitively that it could be used for you, or based on your research about crystals. When you look up that crystal according to what other people's experiences are, it's, you know, possible that if a lot of people report having one experience with a stone, that it could work for you that way as well. But just keep in mind, like I said before, if it doesn't, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. So release any negative judgment or thoughts that you might be having about working with the stones, because, you know, you can't do anything wrong with these crystals. That's what I love. As long as you're working in love and light and from a place of healing, then you're going to just be sharing positive energy with the world.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. Really
tell
awesome.
Us a little bit about your book, Aura Light 23, transformational amethyst from the Cave of Wonders. How did you arrive at that title, and tell us a little bit about it?
Well, that was quite a journey. I released the book earlier this year, and Auralite 23 is a very special variety of amethyst that comes from Ontario, Canada, and it's from a place called the Cave of Wonders, and that was actually named by the mine owner, and there's just one gentleman who goes and mines all of these special crystals by hand, and they just had such a unique energy that when I began to work with them, I really felt a strong shift in my own conscious awareness. I felt really called to do things like meditate with these crystals, spend time in nature, share their healing gifts with other people. And when I started to sort of compile my notes about these stones and the types of experiences that I was having, I thought I really wanted to share that with the rest of the world. And, at first I thought it would start out as a small blog post for my website, or that it might turn into maybe, a small video or something like that. But when I really sat down and started getting things on paper about the experiences that I was having, I realized that I really had a book. There were so many neat things about these crystals that I had to share. And again, it goes back to that sort of transformation of consciousness. I was at a point in my life where I was coming to a new shift and feeling like I wanted to really make healing a focus for myself and for others. And I knew a long time ago that becoming a crystal therapist was my life path. And when I realized that, it was so fulfilling. And so working with these crystals, I think for me personally, helped to reaffirm that. But after releasing the book, I've had so many interesting conversations with people who have started using these stones, and they all feel a similar way to what I did, is that these crystals are here to help us raise our vibrational frequency, to help us evolve our own conscious awareness so that we can work for the good of all beings in this world, and so that we can kind of work toward that goal or mission of being a light worker and sharing with others and promoting positivity. And that's really what the book was about and where it all came from.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to inspire many more people to do the same thing. Whereabouts in Ontario are they from? Have you any idea?
They're from near the Thunder Bay area, and they're very similar to Thunder Bay amethyst, which is a very popular stone that comes from that area, obviously. And the thing about the Auralite crystals is they just come from one mine, and they're a little bit different than other Thunder Bay amethysts. They're much larger. There's something almost very ancient and very special that made these crystals grow to sometimes monstrous proportions. A lot of these crystals can get over a foot long, and a lot of the other crystals in that area are really only like 3 to 4 inches long at the largest. So there was something really special about the specific, and the reason I was so attracted to them and to write about them also, I think, is not only because of my experiences and the experiences I'd been hearing from others about using with these crystals, but also that a lot of stones nowadays are trademarked. And so what this means is that someone will come up with a creative, often New Age or metaphysical name for a stone, and then they will register it with the U.S. Trademark Office and, of course, probably other trademark offices around the globe. And the thing that I don't like about that is often this is done just for financial gain. There are certain instances where that's actually not true, but most of the time that's what it's about. And so these crystals are trademarked, and then they can only be sold under that name. It causes a lot of confusion in the New Age community, because now we have all these extra names for something. It's like using a generic word like daisy. Well, that could really mean a lot of different kinds of flowers. And so these trademark names really add to the confusion of crystal healing and of these crystals that are available in the New Age marketplace. And so the thing that I loved about the Auralite is that the mine owner named it Auralite because he felt that that embodies something very special, but he really wasn't doing that for financial gain. So he actually never trademarked the stone. It's a name that anyone could use, but this is actually kind of a common practice with mine owners to name their mine something special to sort of distinguish it from other places. So, for example, there's beautiful, beautiful turquoise that I believe is from Arizona, and it's called Sleeping Beauty Turquoise because it comes from the Sleeping Beauty Mine. So by naming this crystal Aurelite Amethyst, it's just like saying that it's a special amethyst that comes from this one mine in Ontario. And I feel like there was a lot of integrity behind that, because when you have something that special, I think a lot of people would probably rush to try and trademark it and you know, sort of capitalize from that. And the man who owns the mine really didn't do that, because he's just as much about sharing the energy of these stones with other people as I think many crystal healers are. And it's really just about getting the information and energy and awareness out there.
Yeah. Well, that sounds brilliant. Would you like to take a caller?
I would love to take a caller.
Well,
yeah, if anyone has questions.
24 minutes, so I'll just bring on area code 951. Hello, you're live on air with Ashley. 951. Could you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello? Area code 951.
Hello, 951.
Hello?
There you are.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to get a crystal reading if I can.
Oh, what's your name?
Natasha.
Natasha. Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
So, Natasha, tell me a little bit about what your question is or what you have going on, and maybe I can help recommend some stones that could be useful for you.
Okay. One thing is, I guess maybe something to help me manifest a relationship.
Okay, that's an excellent question, and one that I get often.
Yeah.
So what I would recommend, there are several different stone choices, and keep in mind that one might work better for you than another. Ruby is the one that is normally my go-to for this. It's really good for facilitating connections, so it can help you find someone that would be a good match for you, and it's also really good for helping you develop love and passion. And this extends outside of just relationships and also applies more to self-love. So once we really love ourselves and we're confident and we have all these great connections being built, then we're able to really tune into that right person for us, meet that person, and work on developing a relationship with them. So the ruby can really help get that started. And then after you make that connection, I would recommend something like rose quartz, because it can help deepen relationships and friendships. So while you're sort of getting to know one another and working toward building a strong foundation for your relationship, rose quartz can be a really great crystal ally to support you in that.
Okay. Okay.
Does that help, Natasha?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much. It really does.
You're
Thank
so welcome.
You. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Natasha.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Okay, no problem.
Hey, we'll just go ahead and...
Yeah, we'll look at the energy. You put Natasha back on mute.
Right. Well, go ahead and put you back on mute and let you continue to listen to the show. That's it for the callers momentarily. And at this point, I would like to encourage everyone to feel free to call in for your personal crystal healing with Ashley Levy at 646-929-0461. With a 001 in front of that if you're outside the U.S., right, John?
Yes, that's right, 001.
Right.
646-929-0461. So don't be shy. In fact, we don't bite. We're nearly human, in fact.
Very hard.
Well, have you had your tea, Gary?
I've
no,
got
not yet.
Right in front of me. Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, have you? All right.
Oh, of course, yes.
Okay.
Ashley, how does one go about obtaining your book? A copy of your book.
It's actually available on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon.com and you do a search for Aurelite, which is spelled A-U-R-A-L-I-T-E, I think I am probably the very first thing that comes up. It's not often that people write a whole book about just one type of crystal. I know it's a little unorthodox, but like I said, I got really passionate and really excited when I started using the stone. So
inspired.
It kind of
yes.
turned into a huge thing. It, you know, it was like riding a creative wave, and it was so much fun. I have another book coming out this fall that I'm embarrassed to say is the book that we were talking about last time I was on the show, which was about 5 years ago, but it's finally gotten done and it'll be released this fall as a print book that you can order through Amazon. And it's all about the healing properties of different crystals. And so I have over 400 crystals that I've worked with and written about how they can be used in general for most people. And that's based on my personal experience working with the stones, working with clients, messages or information that I received from guides or in my dream state. So it is just jam-packed full of information, and you can actually get a free ebook edition of this book that will be out in print, but it's totally free as an ebook when you sign up for the newsletter on our website, which is loveandlighthealingschool.com. And it's just a huge, amazing resource, and I've gotten so much amazing feedback from people about how helpful it's been at helping them select the right crystal, because just like we're taking calls today, I get questions all the time about which crystal is appropriate for a specific purpose. So, for example, one really common question I get is which type of stones are good for protection? We all want to make sure that we're having, good boundaries energetically and that we're keeping ourselves protected and healthy so that we can be energetically balanced. And some great stones for this are black tourmaline, which is a very common stone, usually pretty inexpensive and easy to find. Also smoky quartz or black obsidian. A lot of people, if they're not as attracted to darker stones, then you'll find people use things like red garnet or red jasper for protection as well, because they sort of connect to the root chakra and our physical health and well-being.
Yeah. I've got some black tourmaline. Yeah, and it's actually pure black, I think, unless it's obsidian. I can't just think at the minute.
Oh, they both are. Yeah, both are.
Oh, right. So it could be one or the other, couldn't it?
Exactly.
I think it's obsidian, to be honest. But we do have another caller, Gary, if you want to bring them on.
I can
do
that.
Okay, Ashley.
And this caller is from the 646 area code. I'll go ahead and bring them on. Hello, 646. You are on air with Ashley Levy. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kristen Scarcello, and I'm calling from the New York area.
Hello, Kristen. Thank you calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm excited. I have been working with stones kind of, on my own here and there, and I had read somewhere, I've been trying to clear kind of when I feel some negative emotions come up and kind of negative thoughts, been trying to clear the energy, and I thought I had read somewhere that kind of using a clear quartz and a black tourmaline to kind of like send positive energy in the clear quartz and that the black tourmaline can kind of absorb it, and I was wondering if you had heard that. I can't find where I found that information. I'm like, did I actually read it like that? And also, it being powerful, it was in one hand. You like, I think it was the quartz in the left hand, and the black tourmaline in the right, or something like that.
That's a very good question, and thank you so much for bringing this up. And now there is I'm not familiar with that exact practice, but I do know that the wonderful crystal author Melody, who wrote the Love is in the Earth series of books, she suggests using black tourmaline in combination with mica. And a lot of people use lepidolite mica for this to do exactly what you're saying. You want to remove negative energy, but then you also want to make sure that it's transmuted or transformed into something positive. And so the best way I feel like to do this is to place the mica or lepidolite, or in your case, if you want to choose clear quartz, it would be a great stone to use for this and also very common. You can place that clear quartz in your receiving hand, and that's going to be your non-dominant hand. So for many people, that will be the left hand, but it won't always be your left. It'll be your non-dominant hand. And then in your sending hand or your dominant hand, you're going to place the black tourmaline. And that's because you're taking in that positivity either from the quartz or the mica, and then you're transmuting negativity and releasing any unnecessary or unwanted energy from your field through the black tourmaline. And that's why that's in your sending hand, because you're releasing that out, but only after it's been transmuted. So in this way, you're keeping the energy that's for the highest good of your being, transmuting anything that's not, and then releasing it back into the universe for the benefit of all beings. You're not just sending your spooky energy out there. Like a lot of people will do that. You know, they want to ground out or release negativity, but we don't think about transmuting it back into something positive. And so this is such a good question that you asked, because it brings up that point that it's really beneficial to everyone if we can make sure that we're doing our part by transforming that energy into something positive for all beings. Now, another great technique to do something similar is, if you're familiar with the crystal selenite, and that's named after the moon goddess Selene, you can get a rough selenite wand, or sometimes they're called blades, and you can hold them horizontal to the ground, so they're kind of parallel to the ground, and use it like a comb, and you'll sweep through your energy field. And this is a really quick technique that you can do to sort of clear negativity from your field and transmute it into something positive. So this is a great thing you can do not only to your own energy field, but you can similarly use those little blades or selenite wands to sweep energy from your environment or your sacred space, so that you're keeping your space cleared and cleansed as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And congratulations on getting involved with crystals. I know what a crazy and wild ride it can be, but the journey is so fun.
Yeah, I've found some amazing results, and the more I play, the more I'm encouraged to, you know, play some more and see what else I can find.
Well, keep up the good work. I'm sure you're doing amazing things.
And thanks so much, Ashley.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Kristen.
Yeah, bye so much.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I'll just put you on mute and allow you to continue to listen to the show if you wish. And we'll go ahead and do that. And we have another caller. We want to bring them on. John Christie?
Yeah, I don't mind. We've got area code 661, and you're on air live with Ashley. If you've got a question or if you'd like a crystal healing, please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Hello? Area code 661. Are you there?
Hello, 661. Are you there? Hello?
They're waiting for you, Gary, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know what they're waiting for, but...
A bus? Area code 661. Have you gone shy on us? Never mind.
They may just be listening.
Maybe. Okay, so we'll put them back on mute. Your last chance, if you want to speak now, forever hold your peace. Okay, because in the chat room, I've actually put a link to laboratory-grown crystals, and it's one of Ashley's YouTube videos. She's got loads of them on YouTube if you want to check them out. And so there's the link in the chat room. So I'll get over to the switchboard and press play if you want to get people bringing the players up, Gary. So I'm just going to put a heart in there. That's to say I'm ready.
Okay. And if we can get everyone to click the YouTube link that is in the chat room, and I'll put it in there again.
Yes.
And get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link, pull up the YouTube player, pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to signify to us that you are ready. And we will all synchronize, and then John Christie and her beautifully, devilishly angelic manner will synchronize us all and get us all to play this in unison. So here come the hearts. And it looks like everyone is ready. Is ready when you are, Jen Christie.
So I'm going to count you down so that we'll play them together. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
So this is something really different than anything else I've ever personally bought for myself, but I thought it would make a really good teaching tool, because It's something that I talk about in a lot of my classes. I like to discuss how quartz crystals are used, you know, for healing, but also how they're used modern day, so like in electronics and things like that. And the reason they're used in electronics is because they have two very important properties. They have pyroelectricity and piezoelectricity, and these are both pretty unique in the mineral world. So there are other minerals that have pyroelectricity or have piezoelectricity, but quartz has both, which makes it particularly useful for electronics. So when they use quartz for electronics, like in our computers and cell phones and radios and things like that, they actually don't use the quartz crystals like I just, you know, showed you, like something like this from Peru. That's not of the grade that they would be looking for. They want something that's really flawless. So how do they get flawless quartz crystals sort of abundantly and inexpensively? Well, they grow it. And if you've never seen a lab-grown quartz crystal, here is one. And like I said, it's not something I would like use for healing. I just thought it'd make a really great teaching tool. So you can see it is double terminated. You see the points or terminations on either end. And it's flawlessly clear, right? You can see my hand right through that. It looks like ice or like glass. It's kind of really weird. It has this ripply texture on the front that almost looks like water sort of. And then the back is completely smooth. And so basically how they grow these is they put them in a large sort of like a crucible or a really hot chamber that contains them. And they add some mineral content, and then they also add a little tiny seed crystal. And that seed crystal is what tells the solution how to start stacking and forming and arranging its molecules once they begin to cool it. And so that seed crystal, you can actually see this tiny little thing that looks like, right there, that looks like a chip or a flaw in the crystal. That's actually the seed crystal. And so they take this little piece of natural quartz that came out of the earth, and they put it in with the rest of the minerals in the solution that they're cooling. When they start to cool that, this crystal begins to grow. And a quartz crystal, if it's given enough time and space to cool, will be double terminated. So it'll have a point on either end. And then they've split this actually down the center because there's usually a little rod that runs along the length of the crystal this way. So they've actually just split it right off of that rod. And this is just one piece. That's my understanding of how this basically how this works. So I just thought I would show you that because it's something really interesting and different. I've never seen a lab-grown quartz before except one time, and it was just so weird. You know, I didn't buy it or anything, but I thought, you know, as I'm teaching these classes and things that I'm doing for people, I want to give you, you know, just a little bit more information and background, and sometimes it's helpful to see something like this so you get kind of a better picture of how that works. So really different, kind of strange. And again, I wouldn't personally use it for healing because it's lab grown. Even though it's still silicon dioxide, it's, you know, pretty close in chemical composition to this. This will have some trace minerals and things like this, and this is just pure silicon dioxide. But I wouldn't use it because of the process in which it was grown. I tend to use more natural things. So really different, kind of something neat.
Right now it's time to light our candles. If you don't have a candle handy, you can use an imaginary one, it doesn't matter. I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity. And we light the candles to set our intention, which are, of course, as always, to send out love, light and healing all around the world. And also, it reminds us that we are sparks of the great big light of the Creator. And also, fire is a very powerful tool, and it helps us to manifest our intentions. So I've lit my candle, and right now I'm going to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
We call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extra-dimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. Right now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm. They're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Now we are ready to begin our crystal journey meditation. To begin, I would like you to make sure that you're very comfortable and place your feet flat on the floor so that you stay connected with the earth. Hold your crystal in cupped hands, or if your crystal is too large or difficult to hold, you may place it in front of you with your hands on or just above the stone. Focus on your breath and be sure to take slow, even breaths. Feel yourself relaxing and becoming more open to the crystal's energy. Focus your gaze on your crystal. Allow your eyes to go slightly in and out of focus and relax. Feel the energy of your crystal. See and feel each detail of your stone. Notice its color, its texture. Notice the weight of your crystal in your hands. Become aware of its temperature. Does your crystal feel hot or cool? Become aware of the shape of your crystal. Notice its angles, its facets. take note of any inclusions that your crystal may have. Are there trace minerals within your stone? Cracks or fractures? Rainbows? Or even crevices or chips? Try to take in each and every detail that makes this crystal unique. Become aware of the energy of your stone where it makes contact with your physical hands. Close your eyes and begin to rub the tips of your fingers and hands along the surface of your stone. Bring your attention to all of the areas of your physical body that are making contact with the stone and feel the energy of this crystal moving into your hands. Try to visualize each detail of your crystal as you touch it. Recall the temperature, the shape, the angles or facets, the inclusions or rainbows or fractures. Recall as many of those unique characteristics of your crystal as you are able. Bring your attention to your physical body where it meets the stone. Feel the energy of your hands merge with the surface of the crystal. Visualize this crystal growing larger and larger in front of you until it grows so large that you could fit inside. Become aware of your hands and fingers where they touch the stone. And once again, feel yourself merge with its energy until you easily pass inside of your crystal. Once inside of your stone, you notice that you feel safe and comfortable. You can feel the crystal's energy within you and all around you. Bring your attention to the gentle energy vibration of your crystal. What does it feel like? Allow yourself to explore the inner dimensions of your stone, its walls, its inclusions, rainbows, fractures. Make a mental note of any feeling you experience or any thought that you may have while within the crystal's walls. Allow your crystal to become your teacher. Listen to what it has to tell you. Remember that we each receive messages and energy in different ways. You may hear these messages, you may simply see symbols or words written on the walls of your crystal. You may just have a feeling or inner knowing about how this crystal can be used for your healing work. Think about how you may benefit from using this crystal in the future, or how this crystal may be used to heal others. Bring your attention back to your surroundings within your crystal. What are you experiencing? Do you see any images? Or hear sounds? Or feel things? Are there any parts of your body that feel different or draw your attention? How do you feel emotionally while inside of your crystal? Just remember to be completely open to your experiences. As you look around within your stone, you suddenly become aware of a room. There's a beautiful doorway located within one of the walls of your crystal. This doorway is labeled Guides and Angels. If you are ready and comfortable, you may pass through the doorway of your crystal into the room labeled Guides and Angels. As you enter the room, you feel very relaxed and comfortable, as if you have been to this space before. As you look around and take note of your surroundings, you suddenly become aware of the presence of your guide. What does your guide look like? Keep in mind this may be a spirit guide, an ascended master, an archangel, or even a power animal. This may even be a crystal spirit. Ask your guide for his or her name. Once you've introduced yourself to your guide, you may ask any question that you wish, as long as it's for your highest good to know the answer to the question. You may receive an answer from your guide. If you do not receive an answer at this time, keep in mind that you may return to this space at any time you wish. Take a few moments to access the information from your guide. Again, keep in mind that we all experience this information in different ways. Your guide may give you an image or symbol, or your guide may speak very clear messages to you. When you have received the answer to your question, be sure to thank your guide and let him or her know that you will be back at a later time for more information. You may now leave this room and re-enter the main chamber of your crystal. Again, take note of your surroundings. When you are ready, walk to the same wall in which you entered your stone. Place your hands on the surface of the walls of your crystal and focus your attention on the areas of your body that are making physical contact with the stone, such as your fingertips or the palms of your hands. Feel the energy of the crystal walls moving into your hands, and as you merge energetically with the crystal, you easily pass through it and back into this realm. Again, you feel safe and comfortable. You may now visualize your crystal growing smaller and smaller until it is once again within your hands. Become aware of that crystal's feeling within your physical hands, and when you're ready, you may slowly begin to come back into conscious awareness. Bring your attention to your physical body. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Stretch your arms and your legs, and when you feel ready, you may open your eyes. If you wish, you may thank your crystal by sending it love and light from your heart chakra. Show your gratitude to your crystal for anything that you may have learned or for any messages that you were given, and know that you can return to the inner crystal realm at any time you like. If you feel ungrounded after this crystal journey exercise, it is recommended that you drink a large glass of water or eat a light snack. Please be sure to cleanse your crystal once you feel fully grounded and centered.
Meditation, Ashley. It was gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. And
yes.
John's calling back in again, and Gary's going to bring him on, aren't you, Gary?
Hooray.
Yes, I can. Real quickly, Ashley, for the benefit of those listening on the archives, could you say your website, please?
Absolutely. It's loveandlighthealingschool.com. So loveandlighthealingschool.com.
Okay, loveandlighthealingschool.com. Okay, I think we have John P. on hold here. I think it's area code 661. 661, you're on air. What is this, John P.?
Hello, I'm listening.
There you are. Hello.
Hi, John P. John P. calling from Brazil. From Brazil.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, John P. Thank you so much for calling. What is your question?
Oh, I've studied a little bit about crystal healing, etc., and I do have several of them in my house. But I would ask about someone to detoxify my body and sleep better, because I take many drugs, like medicines, and sometimes I get to the end of the day really exhausted.
So I think what I heard you ask was, is there a crystal that can help rebalance, like, body, mind, and spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there are a few crystals I would really recommend for this. So one that I really love is Snowflake Obsidian. It is a black stone, a black obsidian with white phenocrysts. And they look like little snowflakes. So that's why it's called Snowflake Obsidian. And there's very beautiful snowflake obsidian that comes from Mexico. And the reason that I recommend this for helping to rebalance is that it helps rebalance positive and negative, yin and yang, male and female, body, mind, spirit. So it helps bring everything into alignment. So that being said, an alternative to that would be to choose any of the heart chakra stones. So most of these are going to be green or pink stones. And the reason for that is that the heart chakra is the center of our chakra system. So it's the center between the higher and lower chakras, between physical and spiritual. So by focusing on that heart chakra, we can help to rebalance body, mind, and spirit as well. So some stones that I would recommend for using at the heart would be peridot, malachite, green tourmaline. That's okay. I love little dogs, so that's okay. I have a big golden retriever. So the green stones like that, or then a pink stone like rose quartz or rhodochrosite could also be good. And being that you are from Brazil, I'm sure you have access to tons of beautiful crystals.
Yes, we do, especially in Central Brazil. I have many of them.
Oh, I'm sure. And especially the tourmalines there are phenomenal. The energy is so wonderful. It's very heart-centered, very healing. So to rebalance, those are some of the stones that I would recommend.
Okay. Thank you very, very much indeed.
Thank you, Jaffi. I very much appreciate your question.
I had several issues with the internet. My call fell several times, but finally we got in contact.
Well, thanks for your persistence.
Getting through, Jumpy.
Thank you for your help, and God bless you all, my friends, and we'll see again next week.
Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you for calling,
Bye,
Jumpy.
Thank you, Greg, Gary. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you all.
Thank you. Lovely to hear your voice again. And lovely energy, hasn't he, Jumpy?
Oh, he's a delight.
He's got a lot of health issues at the moment, so we always try to take his calls if we can. And he's calling from the other side of the world in Brazil, South America. And so it's great to hear him. Anyway, thank you so much. It's great to hear you as well, Ashley. And
are you on Facebook? I am on Facebook. I have a page there for Certified Crystal Healer, Ashley Levy. And then I also have a page for the Love and Light Healing School, so you can find me either way.
Oh, great. So both of them. Okay, then. So Gary's got a page on there, Gary Moore. I've got Jan Christy Drinkel and my band page, Jan Christy. So, and the Gold Ring Healing Fountain page is on there. So please go onto Facebook, find us all and make friends with us, because we just love to see you all on there. And I noticed that a few in the chat room today that are on Facebook as well. There's Christopia and Mary Gates, who's coming back on the show soon. So anyway, I've really enjoyed it once again. You're always a pleasure to have on air with us, Ashley. So hope you come back again soon. Can we give you another date after the show?
Oh, I would love that.
Oh, that's great.
Hopefully it won't be as long as it was last time. Hopefully sooner than that.
Was it 2009 since you came last? Good grief. How has that flown, eh? But then it's Monday, Friday, don't you think? Anybody out there? Time's speeding up so fast. Anyway, because of the wonderful things that have been happening in the skies for this last week, I thought I'll play this last one. And do we have another Grand, and it's a Grand Canyon, Grand event in the sky tomorrow on the 29th. Gary? I think we do, don't we?
I'm not sure. You mean another Grand Cross or something? I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on.
On the 29th there is something going on. So because of all the things that's been happening this week, and you know, we've been having loads of eclipses and all that sort of thing, I thought I would play Telstar, because it's years since I heard this one, and I just love it. So we're going to dedicate this one to you as well, Ashley, and thanks so much for calling in today, and thank you, Gary, for being back on with us, because as I said,
thanks for
really
having me.
So.
And let me give you a little brief little story about Telstar. Okay.
Okay.
Telstar was the very first communication satellite launched, and it was launched by the United States. And let me tell you about Telstar. It is in what's known as geosynchronous orbit. So it's so it follows the same spot on Earth every time it orbits, right? Well, Telstar is still in use today. It's still being used. There are many television broadcast networks that still use it. So just another little useless bit of information about Telstar satellite. So there you go.
That's great. Okay, then. So I better press play or else we're not going to have time to hear it. So thank you so much, everybody, for being out there and for calling in and for listening in. And see you next week. And it'd be great to see you next week. We have got the return of Janine Reagan Sinclair. And she's always a pleasure to have here as well. So here we go then. Thank God bless everybody.
Thank you, everyone.